I didn't extend anybody's evening longer than expected. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, next case, please.
Our first public hearing for the evening is number 12,092. Marvin Weaver is seeking variances from the side and rear yard setbacks under section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Marina Drive, approximately 450 feet west of the intersection of Woodland Circle and Marina Drive. Marina Drive West. The 911 address is 23406 Marina Drive West, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 17.08, parcel 127. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 1-foot variance from a 10-foot side for a garage and a 1.8-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard for an existing dwelling. We received 0 letters in support, 0 letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you. Sure, you need to go to be sworn, if you would, please.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
J. Michael Goder, 10222 Woodyard Road, Delaware, 10950.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
I am here tonight on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Weaver, who cannot be here tonight. And my name is Jay Yoder, as I stated, and I'm the owner of Yoder & Sons Construction. They have contacted me and have asked me to put this garage addition on. They recently purchased the home, and the reason for the variance is he wants to use it for a boat garage. There's a marina in Angola by the bay, and given the current width he has, is that extra foot is what he needs to be able to get his boat there. The back of the variance in the back, there are bedrooms we're going to put on the bottom floor, which I do have. I did bring a set of plans, the proposed plans that are going to be done, because the existing space there only allows for 7 foot, and that's not enough for a bedroom. So they want to tear that off and make the bedrooms another extra, basically 10 foot. So I don't know if anybody wants to.
I'm sorry, but we got it.
Last year, I had a similar variance hearing in Angola by the Bay, and my understanding is there are a lot of, due to the nature of the development, there's a lot of variances granted. And and behind the house is common property.
Which
commonly owned property, by common property. So, it's not going to affect anyone in the back of the house for that one.
Okay, we'll see if we have any questions from members of the board, and we'll start with you, Ms. McGee.
This is a double lot. It's not a single lot.
That's correct.
So you've got plenty of room to build a house within the setbacks.
Yeah. Well, it's an existing house. So we want to add a garage there.
You couldn't make the garage 1 foot less?
No, that's what he has, a boat that he takes to the marina. And so we need that extra foot in order to be able to fit the boat in. It's a boat garage. If you notice, there's plans here as far as the proposed garage. There's a tall door in the front. It is specifically building it for his boat.
Okay.
When did they purchase the property?
It's been within the last 6 to 8 months. Certainly within the last year, because they've just contacted me after they purchased it. And so there was no hardship created by the current homeowner. It was the house is existing.
The house is existing, but it's on a double lot. It's not on a single lot, which they have an issue with in that area. So it's on a double lot, so they are creating the hardship or the problem because they're making the garage so much wider. Correct?
Well, I mean, I don't believe they're creating a hardship. I mean, they're simply wanting to. It's in fact, I think in the back, it's they're within the variance, so it only comes in play in the front because of the angle of the property lines. If you look at the survey in the back, it shows that it's 10 feet. In the front, it narrows down to 9, so it's a very small area they'd be adding.
Variances back here.
Oh, inside, you mean? Yeah, okay.
And this, excuse me, this addition remodel certainly, I believe, will enhance the value of other properties in the area as well. Right now, there's currently just a wood deck on the front. They're going to put a porch and put stone on the front. There's currently no stone existing. It's old siding, so it's new siding, new roof.
So your client bought the property with the house as located?
That's correct.
I noticed on your front elevation, it appears your garage door is about 12 feet tall. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is that typical of the development?
There are other ones. There are other boat garages in the development. I know down the street and on the other side, there's one pretty much identical to it.
Looks a little non-residential. I'd like to see the plans again.
Okay.
I think they're.
They're down there.
Yeah, looks like Mr. Mills is still in the
development. Yeah, come back and then get some. Mr. Burton, you have
it. Are you going to have it? Are you putting a second driveway into, or is it already there?
No, it's already there.
It's already there?
Yeah. That's the side the driveway's on.
And you got a driveway on the opposite side, too, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
There's two driveways on that. That plan.
You got one there, one here.
Okay, I think I guess that's just a parking area. But actually, yeah, so this, there's this existing right there.
Okay, it's already there, okay. But so it's always been two driveways?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, no other questions.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
A few. setbacks. I see that the existing two-story dwelling is not meeting the setbacks, is that correct?
In the rear, that's correct.
And no variance had previously been approved for that?
No, there has not been, as far as we're aware. There was a CO issued in 1985 okay. for an addition, okay. a three-room addition.
All right. I notice on the front elevation, well, first off, the boat obviously isn't wider than the garage door. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, on the front elevation, you have a three-foot entry door. Why can't that be moved to the side and then then eliminate the need for the side or the rear and eliminate the need for that, or even in the proposed living space? Is it because it's just the desire of the applicant or the owner?
That's part of it, but the other thing is one of the things they expressed was the concern of the elevation. The elevation drops off on that side, and so instead of having, as they're due to their age, as they age, the idea was to come in the driveway and to be able to come through that door and then have a handicap ramp to go up rather than going uphill up onto the porch.
Well, I understand the elevation. It's obvious the slope in the elevation. I can see that on your elevation drawings. But on the very front of the garage, on the side, why couldn't an entry door be put there?
You said on the side of the garage?
On the southwest side, which is the side of the garage, not the front.
Okay.
In the very front, why couldn't an entry door be put on that side and eliminate the need for a one-foot variance?
Well, I mentioned that it drops off. The drop-off
is... How much does it drop off in the front?
Quite significantly. I mean, to the point that I don't think that...
So a concrete pad couldn't be poured there or something?
Because we have to put a foundation. If you look at the back elevation, I mean, it's
I understand, but I'm not talking about the back. I'm talking about the front side.
Mm-hmm.
The front side. I saw where it sloped, but I didn't see where it sloped so dramatically that a that a pad couldn't be poured there for an entry door. I guess I'm not understanding the need when you have a you have a 3-foot entry door on the front. It looks more like a desire of the applicant as opposed how the left elevation you're showing. How much? How long is that building? I'm sorry. 50 feet. I can't read the.
Yes.
On the plan. So yes. It appears to be 50 feet deep. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, based on the side elevation, that looks like maybe 6 inches per foot.
Okay.
of a slope. So I don't understand. There's 3 windows, and there appears to be even enough space. That right there on the very front of the garage, on that left side, being the southwest side, why a pad of a level pad could not be poured next to the foundation and an entry door put in right there, and then it would eliminate the need for the variance.
Well, the one thing to that could be an issue as well is crossing over if the boat's there. How would they get? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the boat is here and the entry is here. So if the boat is up, is forward in there, that would cut off that crossway across it.
What is the length of the boat in the trailer?
I don't have all those.
How deep is the garage?
50 feet. I can't imagine. I mean, yeah, I can't imagine.
He has two. But
proportionately,
he has 2 boats. So he has them back to back. In there.
Okay.
Is what
I'm not sure I heard you address the standards for granting a variance. If you'd like to do that for us, I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
Do you have the 5 standards?
Yeah, them with you.
I know one of them was not.
The application?
No.
Jamie, I think Jamie has a copy up front.
That's not his.
Excuse me.
He won't notice.
Here, you can have mine. I'm going to hear it.
They were there.
These. Okay, if you would address those for us, please.
Okay.
The uniqueness of the property first, and then right on down, all 5 of them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They do have smaller than average lots. Now, this is a double lot, but and also cannot be otherwise developed.
But it is. There's a house on the property.
Yeah.
The reason for the this, how do I want to put this? Your duty, if you will,
yes,
is to convince this board,
mm-hmm,
that your applicant meets all 5 standards.
Okay.
So you need to convince us that if they do. So if you would,
okay,
do that.
Well, the uniqueness of the property, that those they do have smaller average lots, and as a result of that, they have granted a lot of variances within that community. So asking for a variance is not a unique, it's not a unique thing.
But you have a double lot.
Yeah, I do.
I guess, you know, it's at, what it's asking is, how is this property unique?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the circumstances that prevent you from developing the property accordingly?
Okay.
And which also leads into the second standard, which is cannot otherwise be developed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third being that you have to convince us that this is not created by the applicant. The other two, I think, are relatively easy in this case, but you still have to.
Yeah.
You all
said
5 standards.
Which two are easy? You said that.
The first 3.
Yeah.
The first 3 standards are probably going to be your most difficult to convince us of. I think the last two. It's,
yeah, well, not. Yeah, I mean, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And as you had mentioned, concern about the appearance, we certainly could add some things like windows to the door to make it look more residential if that was a concern there. What's requested is the minimum variance to afford the relief. That's the 1 foot in the front in order to store the boats. And then the variance that needed to be able to use the garage functionally as, because there's a marina there, he can't store his boats there. And he can't fit in the garage if that's not allowed, not granted.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Is there an HOA that restricts outdoor parking of the boats?
I believe that they do not allow outdoor storage of the boats, so that's why they have to be inside. So that would also be an HOA requirement.
He can't keep his boat at the dock or anything like that?
They're limited. There's only a certain number of slips that are available. There's not enough available for all the residences.
So he didn't have, he's not available to get one then?
No.
Would you like more time to prepare?
Sure.
Would you like more time tonight or?
Good. Can we just put that on for next?
The next meeting?
It would, if in order for us to allow that, we would, and typically what we do is allow you to come back later in the evening after maybe hearing some examples of how standards are addressed. That's typical.
Okay.
We don't typically like to leave the hearing open for another date simply because there may be people here in opposition or in favor.
Sure.
They may not be
able to come back. Sure, I'll wait till the end.
Okay, we need to make a motion to allow that. But again, I want to help you out.
Sure.
I want to make sure you understand. We have to be convinced that there's a uniqueness about the property, and that's the reason for your request. Certainly that, you know, and I'll help you with that. We don't consider the fact that the other variances have been granted uniqueness. And that it cannot otherwise be developed, or there is a circumstance that you know it's necessary, and that circumstance isn't created by the applicant. Mr. Chairman, if it pleases the others, I'd make a motion that we leave the hearing open until the end of the agenda.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we leave the case 12,092. Open to the end of the meeting.
And there's a table in the back if you'd like something a little more private.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And motion is carried.
I guess just to be clear, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
At that point, if there's persons here who want to speak for or against, they'll have an opportunity at that time.
Yeah.
So
yes, sir.
Make sure that's clear so the folks, if they have an interest in it, will have an opportunity to speak at that time.
Okay.